It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer in for Renee Montaigne. Today in your health, loving and loathing chocolate milk. But first, an update on a problem we told you about a few weeks ago, drug shortages. NPR's Richard Knox says lots of people are now having trouble getting medications to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD.
Nearly 1 in 10 school kids has ADHD. One of them is 10-year-old Sergey Ryan. His mother, Roxanne, says without his meds, he's a bundle of uncontained energy.
It's like having 100 channels racing through your mind. He can't sit still. He would interrupt the lesson. He can't complete a thought.
But once Sergey got on the right medicine, things smoothed out.
We started off with a very small amount, and we noticed improvement immediately.
That's a pretty typical story, and so is this. After Sergey got diagnosed with ADHD, his mom did too. It often runs in the family. But lately, they're both having trouble getting their prescriptions filled. Ryan sometimes drives around to 10 different drugstores to find what they need.
I'm afraid that when we go to fill his prescription next week, they won't have it.
She's so afraid that lately she's been giving her medicine to Sergey so he doesn't run out. And the shortage isn't just in Philadelphia, where they live. Dr. Joseph Gonzalez-Heydrich in Boston says lately he's had to juggle a lot of kids' prescriptions to drugs like Ritalin and Adderall based on what drugs and doses are in stock.
We're guessing at what might be good enough for now and hoping that the kid's not going to suffer in school and whatnot because of it.
And in some areas, the situation's even worse. The group Children and Adults with ADHD says lots of people can't get any at all.
People are going without. That is what we're hearing.
Ruth Hughes heads the group. She says the implications go beyond kids driving their parents and teachers nuts.
This isn't just, oh, I can't focus. Because you can't focus, there are other very adverse circumstances that happen. Teen pregnancy or dropping out of school, drug abuse, substance abuse of some sort. Those are the kind of things that happen when people have very poor impulse control.
Young adults with ADHD have 3 times more car accidents.
So it's very important that they're taking their medication when they're driving to control those symptoms.
Nobody knows how many people are affected by the shortages. Up to 15 million children and adults are thought to have ADHD, and about half of children with the disorder take these drugs. Valerie Jensen is with the Food and Drug Administration's Office of Drug Shortages.
We've literally had hundreds per week of inquiries about this, so we know it's impacting a lot of patients.
But trying to figure out why there's a shortage is a big challenge. Different experts, even different government agencies, give you very different reasons. The Drug Enforcement Administration doesn't think there's a shortage at all.
You know, I guess there's sort of an assumption there that there is, in fact, a shortage.
That's Gary Boggs of the DEA. It's involved because these medications are classified as drugs of abuse and strictly controlled. So the DEA sets an annual ceiling on how much of these drugs can be made. It focuses on the total amount of active ingredients being manufactured. And from that perspective, Boggs says there is no shortage.
There is plenty of the drug available out there. It's just how it's being marketed and how these companies make business decisions. And those business decisions that they make are completely outside of our control.
One company may have run out of its quota, another has plenty. One company only sells to Rite Aid, another only to CVS. One's generic, the other brand name, and so on. Ask drug companies, and they say the DEA's annual quota hasn't been keeping up with demand, and that a company can wait 3 months for the DEA to increase its individual quota. But for people like Roxanne Ryan in Philadelphia, it doesn't do much good to know there's plenty of medicine out there somewhere. If she can't get what she needs now, she'll continue giving her pills to Sergey.
It's sacrificing so that my son can have. Every parent does that.
Richard Knox, NPR News.